Since June 2014, the food security, agriculture production, and the livelihoods are severely threatened by the escalating conflict in Iraq. And in fact, it continues to require immediate attention. Based on assessment done last July, something like 2.8 million Iraqis are estimated to be food insecure as a result of this conflict.
Have you had a chance to go out to any of the farms or visit parts of the agricultural sector? Could you describe what you've seen?
Yes, we carried two individual damage assessments last September in two different governorates, the most affected, Nineveh and Salah al-Din. And most farmers in Iraq now, according to our assessments, are suffering from vitiating their planting season. The planting season for the wheat is November, December, and they are in shortage of seeds and fertilizer, in particular in areas where they are able to do so. There are areas still affected but under the government control or Kurdistan, Peshmerga control. So those are severely affected during the last conflict in Iraq.
Are these farmers scared? Are they angry? Are they upset? Are their fields empty? Do they have anything growing on them? What does it look like?
They feel insecure. They feel not sure of the future. They feel that the assistance and help is not given to them as their needs. But still, they are optimistic of the international community and FAO to assist them in this crisis.
And there are a number of factors weighing heavily on the small farmers in Iraq, most predominantly restrictions being imposed by the self-described Islamic State and affiliated armed groups who are flexing quite a strong hold in the country. How has their presence affected agricultural practices?
Definitely the most affected are the small farmers, and in particular in the areas which is under ISIS control. There is no income. Even their harvest last June, they hardly managed to deliver it to government silos. They did not get paid yet, so they are in lack of cash, they are in lack of the basic services, and they are uncertain of the situation on the ground because the situation is changing from day to day and military operations are escalating, expanding in a way no one can figure it out.
How could FAO possibly implement support measures under such hostile conditions?
We are targeting, number one, the host communities whom they are heavily affected by the huge number of IDPs. We are talking about 1.1 million of IDPs. So this is the first targeted group by FAO. And also we are targeting the areas inside the affected governments, which has been back to the government control. And some of the IDPs are back to their farms and villages. So those are the most targeted groups which geographically we are trying to implement our projects within. The security situation does not permit at all to reach the areas under ISIS groups, but we hope by helping the nearby district definitely will affect the small farmers because they are mostly linked and they are from the same tribes, the same groups in the nearby villages. There are sometimes a 5 kilometer, which is the distance between a village and farms under the government and the other one under ISIS.
And what operations and projects have been implemented or are you implementing at the moment? And what are the goals?
We defined our projects to 3 targets. The first one was the immediate assistance by distributing wheat seeds and fertilizers for groups to catch up with the planting season current now in. And the second one is the project which is income generating activities like the backyard activity as well as cash for work. The third intervention is the animal health and helping the herders with possible animal feed.
Do you feel confident that the situation can improve, that these support efforts will help?
Definitely, we are targeting with those projects to reach out something like 20,000 beneficiaries. This is according to the funds which was provided by the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia for FAO. And we are looking to reach another 38,000 beneficiaries from the pledge which we included in the strategic response plan for Iraq.